This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Friday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston, and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news uncoordinated and capricious White House policy and statements are making the virus emergency much worse. On Wall Street, equities are in free fall. At midday trading, the S&P 500 was down 8.5% and falling. But after lunch, it pared the losses sharply. It is now only down 4% after the New York Fed announced $500 billion in short-term bank funding support. The respite was brief, and they're currently down almost 7% again in mid-afternoon trade. Overnight, European markets fell more than 11%. Yesterday, Asian markets were down between 1.5% in Shanghai and 4.5% in Tokyo. The ASX 200 dropped 7.4% and the NZX 50 Capital Index by 5.4%. These are all enormous moves lower and represent the end of the equity bull run that started in 2009. Much of the financial market gyration of the past week doesn't really make sense when lined up against one another. Something is breaking down in the workings of the financial system, even if it's not totally clear just what that is just yet. Bond prices and stock prices are moving together, not in opposite directions as they usually do. The usual safe havens aren't acting that way, and that includes bonds and gold. And there were reports from trading desks that many assets that are normally liquid were freezing up, with very low trading levels. This was not only happening for muni bonds and corporate bonds, but curiously also for US Treasury bonds, normally the foundation of the global financial system. Yesterday, the New York Fed engaged in more than $95 billion in overnight repo activity with US Treasuries, equaling the prior day's all-time high. At the same time, they purchased another $37 billion in mortgage-backed securities, and 30% more than the previous day. All up, that is another new all-time record. Liquidity support at these levels indicates extreme stress, and given the US administration's embarrassing missteps, it's likely to get worse and quickly. The growth in liquidity support seems to be as exponential as the rise in the virus in the US. And in an irony release, the US Fed released data that shows American household net worth rose to a record $118 trillion as of December 2019. You can be sure it has fallen hard from there now. And here's a message from our friends at Hatch. Hatch gives Kiwis a simple and affordable way to grow their money. Kiwis can now invest in the world's most successful companies and largest funds, and now their Getting Started course will give you the knowledge and confidence you need to do it. In only 10 minutes a day for 10 days, you'll be guided through everything you need to know about getting started, from setting up an account to buying your first shares. No jargon, no boring finance stuff, no pressure, and no strings attached. And best of all, it's free. Visit hatch.as/course to start today. Across the Atlantic, the policy committee of the ECB met and left its interest rate settings unchanged, but it did announce a very major increase in its QE program. The global compilation of COVID-19 data is out. The global tally is now 127,900 of officially confirmed cases, up more than 5,000 from this time yesterday. Most of these additions are in Italy, Spain, France and Germany and the USA, all up 35% in just one day. While it is true these absolute numbers aren't large in proportion to the size of their populations, the sudden spurts indicate authorities aren't or weren't in control of the spread, and mutations in the virus are growing. The trigger to today's shocks is a White House that is flailing with incoherent policy announcements. This is the time for cooperation and coordination, hallmarks of leadership. But the Americans are acting in the reverse and the opposite of leadership. The markets sense the vacuum and vacuous policy. Expect a tide of bankruptcies and close downs. But it's not all down. In Canada, lower interest rates have sent their housing markets into a frenzy. American mortgage rates tumbled to new lows as well, although there isn't the same housing market rush there. In China, their car industry collapsed in February, even if they seem to be getting on top of the virus control. The economic impacts might last longer than the virus itself. The US Treasury 10-year yield is down to 0.71% and an 11 basis points fall from its official fix yesterday. Gold has tumbled today, another indicator that markets are reacting in weird ways. It is down to $1,590, which is a $58 plunge or 3.5% in one day. It's Bitcoin-like. US oil prices are still very low and have dropped from yesterday down $1.50 to just under $31.50 a barrel, and the Brent benchmark is just under $33.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar will start today sharply lower at 61.1 US cents and a $3 overnight devaluation. It is now at its lowest since May 2009. On the cross rates, we're actually up to 97.2 Australian dollars, a half cent rise overnight, as the Australian dollars hurt more than us. Against the euro, we're relatively unchanged at 55.2 euro cents. That means our trade weighted index is now under 67 and a 100 basis points fall overnight. Bitcoin has been dumped by investors today, now down $22 to $6,082. And it is now below New Zealand $10,000, the first time since May 2019. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes, get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz, and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify, or subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chasten, and we'll do this again on Monday.